This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right, and it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots open the 2013 regular season in Buffalo against the Bills.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Look for the green light. How come I can't hear me? What a debacle. Absolute debacle. I can't hear Beetle. Anyway, Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here at Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo flying solo for the moment. Andy Hart will be joining us shortly. Mark the Beetle Bertrand is here. He is on time, but he's having some microphone issues. You know, the kinds of things that probably should be ironed out before the start of the show.
I think we've got
and
things
there it
rolling.
Is.
There we go. Got it.
What a debacle.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. I can turn it off and on. There's a little button there. All right. Very good. Well, rough start. Rough start. But you know what?
Week one, NFL Sunday. We're ready to go.
It's real football. Real football. Ready to go. Patriots take on the Bills today in Buffalo. And this is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's finally started. I mean, we've been waiting for this point since, you know, the end of the playoffs last year. And this is going to be a real football game today. One that actually counts, which is a nice change.
It's a nice change. Kind of like the Major League Baseball All-Star game. It counts. This time it counts.
That's a fair comparison. It is because
well,
you know
this particular game.
Yeah,
so
the winners. This particular game is a fair comparison to say this time it counts because it does count. It will be, you know, in the standings. It is a real game. But
the winner gets home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
That doesn't happen. Not for this one. But it's along those same lines, whereas this kind of feels like another tune-up before the real games begin.
Well, no, because I'm not sure next week's a real game either.
This is
preseason game five.
And
of
then next
six.
Week is six.
This yes. is like, you know, it's a tribute to Bill Belichick, who entered the league, as many know, in 1975. And this past Friday,
after working as a waiter,
this past Friday, there was a lot of talk about Bill and his career in his early years, as there always seems to be on that Friday before the start of the regular season. A lot of strolling down memory lane for Bill Belichick. And he was talking about, you know, some of the things that he did before he was a football coach. And he entered the league with the Baltimore Colts in 1975. And at that time, there were six preseason games before the start of the regular season. That was only 14 games. So this is sort of a tribute to Bill and getting back to his roots. The Patriots will have six preseason games this year as well. I like to say seven because they have Tampa Bay in week three, but we're getting ahead of ourselves right now. It's Buffalo, week one.
At least I think Tampa Bay is in a little bit of a different class than the Buffaloes and New York Jets.
Not
by much, but to the point where I'm willing to call that one a regular season game.
Plus, it'd be weird to play the same team twice in the preseason.
That's a good
right,
point
and you already
too.
Played them That's once in the preseason.
But they are.
But today it starts to count, and I think now when you have everyone that you're actually going to, you know, you have real game situations, it still is different than what you saw in the preseason.
Oh, God, yeah. Well,
and
part of it
we're
is...
actually going to learn some real things about this team.
And you have to play. I mean, if you're Gerard Mayo, you're playing the whole game.
Right.
If you're Vince Wilfork, you're playing the whole game. Or, most importantly, if you're Kenbrell Tompkins, you're playing the whole game. And we haven't seen Zach Sudfeld. You're going to be out there every series, every other, whatever it is, however you use, but it's four quarters. It's not, okay, we got our 13 reps in and we're going to have some Gatorade. So to me, that's the big jump is just, regardless of the opponent, you have to play a full 60 minutes. Go do what you do.
Which they haven't done yet. Which they haven't done yet.
No, generally, Bill will use a lot of players in this game today. But, you know, the larger point that Andy's making is accurate. Those guys will play a much heavier role They'll assume a much bigger workload than they have thus far this summer. But I do think there'll be some rotation involved. It's, you know, maybe a guy like Will Fork even. Mayo's a guy sort of quietly was not really playing full-time.
Nope.
The last couple of, you know, that third preseason game, he was sort of used as a third down guy. Not sure if there was, you know, a physical reason for that or not. I haven't heard anything. He's not on the injury report at all, and we'll get to that in a minute.
So then there can't be a physical reason.
Okay.
He's not on the injury report, he can't be injured.
But interested to see how much those guys end up playing. You know,
don't
if
they
get any kind
Collins
of rotational thing. Yeah, I do. I think in that particular case it was. But
getting
a guy like
Collins out there.
But a guy like Vince, Dan Conley, who has sort of been slowly worked back in, I wouldn't be surprised to see him rotate a little bit with Marcus Cannon.
He's
maybe
healthy. He wasn't on the injury report.
No. But
you really don't think much of the injury report, do you?
Well, I think less of the injury report than Bill Belichick does. And that's a fact. I think less of the injury report than probably anybody. It means nothing. But I think it will be interesting to see, you know, how that unfolds in terms of the rotation, because Bill always does that up front, both sides of the line, offense, defense. You see a lot of guys play that maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks from now, you won't see those same reserves playing anywhere near as much.
It is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. If Darren in the poll center today, we'll be getting some polls coming in as well. If you want to get involved, you could do so by calling 855-PATS-500. You can email in today, webradio@patriots.com. And if you're on Twitter leading up to today's game, NFL Sundays, always very high Twitter activity on these days.
It's America's game.
You could put hashtag PPGS. Everyone very excited that week one is finally here. Hashtag PPGS. Andy's been tweeting all morning.
Get some photos. Send some photos in at webradio@patriots.com or tweet them. Hashtag PPGS. We'll grab some. We already, I believe, either have some up or going up on the Facebook page. A very nice, by the looks of it, sports bar in, I believe, Stockholm. Lots of Patriots stuff.
I think that was Stockholm. I recognized it. Yes.
You've had a Miller Lite there before?
No, I've never been to Stockholm.
I haven't.
Eric
either.
Probably has.
But it looks like a really cool Patriots bar halfway around the world. So some of those are getting up, but this is the first, not only is first day for football, it's also the first day for an actual tailgating. Whether you're in Buffalo or whether you're just getting ready to have some wings and enjoy it with friends wherever you're located, this is an actual day where you're watching football. You didn't just get home from work and you're going to, you know, watch the game a little bit just to see Paul and Andy in the Muppet studio. You're actually watching the game today and treating it the way you would, whatever your superstitions are. So send us whatever you got, wherever you're doing it. If you're I know we have a big Rochester fan club, 200 members up there. If you guys are listening,
I hear Andy's
feel free to I am. Feel free to call in. James Sanders not though, because he ripped it. Feel free to call in if you're in the Rochester fan club or any fan club that's getting together today to open the Patriots season. This is the regular season. It's not the preseason, even though we're kind of pretending it is the preseason. The regular season is here. As Mark Bertrand would say, this time they count.
This time, this game counts.
It's for Super Bowl home field advantage.
Home field advantage.
Technically, it was a wonderful night in Rochester 1 year. What was that, like 09?
Great 10? Hotel food is all I remember about that.
Yeah, after we got finished writing and it was late.
We got snowed in and there were no hotels in Buffalo, so we had to ship down to Rochester.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely place.
Yeah.
And so, it was Christmas Eve or day or something. It was right around Christmas.
It was something, you know.
That was how James Sanders got in trouble.
It wasn't advantageous to be in Rochester.
No, I was going to say, I've always wanted to spend Christmas in Rochester.
Very nice hotel. I can't say enough.
Beautiful
the hotel,
hotel
food was
and
very
they really
good.
Took care of us, too.
Yeah, happy ending.
All right, so that phone number, if you want to. I'm going to ignore that thing and just move on. 855-PATS-500.
Paul almost spit out his soda.
Paul just lost it over there. 855-PATS-500.
He does that to me once a week.
Or 508-298-0398.
Makes me laugh.
Call in.
Nothing about the happy ending.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, I don't want to know who was involved in that.
By the way, I don't want to step on your show. I don't know how. You know,
no.
Because Adam
do.
Jones used to have note cards and had the whole show scripted, you know, and segmented. He had keys to the game.
I was told that really
packs.
Doesn't work with you guys.
It doesn't. You're right. He really struggled to.
Did Adam Jones tell you that it really doesn't work
yeah.
with you guys?
That's what he
but,
said.
But I threw it out there a little bit on Twitter, and I'm interested to the listeners. Hashtag PPGS can chime in. I think we all assume Danny Amendola is going to be a big part of the offense today. I mean, that's the role he's in. That's what you're supposed to do. You show up. Welker showed that role in Denver when he showed up, caught 9 passes. After Danny Amendola, who's next in line today on the offense? Who do you expect to be the secondary focal point, or maybe you think it's primary even before Amendola?
Kenbrell Tompkins.
Not the popular answer on Twitter.
Really?
Popular answer on Twitter is the running backs. Whether they, some believe it's Vereen, some believe it's Ridley. This is not a very good run defense. 31st a year ago-ish?
That is correct.
Right around the bottom of the league, even though sort of their big name players are all up front with, Williams and obviously, Mario Williams. Both Williams.
Kyle Williams and Mario Williams.
Like Williams, like a lot of Williams.
146 yards a game last year on the ground.
So, obviously, one host does not agree with that. He's looking for Kenbrell Tompkins.
Well, I was assuming in the passing game is what we were talking about.
Running backs are part of the offense, too.
I know they are.
Even though Paul Perillo poo-poos them and things.
But when
you
mention Danny Amendola and you say who's number two, I'm thinking who's the second guy after him in the passing game.
So, do you buy into the
fans? I do buy into the running part of it.
I do, too. I think both Ridley and Vereen could have. I think you could look for like 200 yards between those guys all added together of total yardage.
And I actually
couple
think,
scores.
If you remember the game in Buffalo last year, Ridley and Bolden had...
Yeah, it's the one game Bolden's been living off of for his entire career
right here. So
I
could see Ridley and Blunt today racking up some yards, because Blunt is going to get probably... You know, if they have the kind of game that I think it's going to be and they end up racking up, you know, close to 40 rushing attempts, I could see Ridley getting 20-plus carries and Blunt getting another 10 or 12. And if that happens, I wouldn't be surprised to see a big player or two, and all of a sudden you're knocking on the door of 200-yard rushers, as well as Vereen getting carries and catches.
Right. The only thing that would fly in the face or call into question this theory is the fact that they're without their best corner and best safety.
Yeah.
Are you tempted to just throw the ball?
I think it was a sleepless night for Josh McDaniels, because he couldn't decide exactly how he wants to dice up the
ball.
He's
rolling
a bet.
Throw it. No, pass it.
I mean, they're 31st against the run, but they're missing their two best secondary members. What do I do?
That's a tough spot to be in. Whatever you damn well please. Tossing and turning all night. That's a bad place to be. Al from Italy has written in today.
Al's the best.
More Andy, less a Paul.
That's what he writes.
No, it's the other way around, my friend.
First things first, big welcome to Mark with a C. That's become my name on this show, by the way. Mark with a C.
Well, Eric's with a K.
Great addition to Patriots.com. Question. Here's the question, and it relates to what we're talking about. Since there are lots of new guys at wide receiver, do you think the Patriots will start the game running the ball and then move later to short completions? As always, less Andy, more Paul. Bye.
Screw you, meatball man.
Thanks, Al.
So he's saying, will they run out of the gate today as opposed to passing early? Will the running game become, you know, the primary focus in this game? I just don't see that happening.
Do you see them coming out running the ball first? No.
I don't either.
I think it starts passing, but it's going to end up with a heavy dose of the running game.
I rarely try to predict what Josh McDaniels is
going
to do.
What's going on in the know-it-all TV area? Wow, a special guest appearance by Matt Smith.
We are in the middle of a radio show.
And he's not wearing socks.
He's just having a conversation off air. This is why you shouldn't script the show.
And this is why we don't. This is why we haven't done that
yet. Our tagline is actually unscripted and out of bounds. I mean, and that's one of the reasons.
If you bring the note cards and you plan it out and you do everything very professionally, like you said Adam Jones
would. It's actually online and out of bounds.
Yeah, you guys are just going to talk right over me.
That's what we do.
I'm trying to adapt here. I'm trying to fit in with you guys.
And you will just get mad. If you have it scripted, you'll just get mad and you'll be all off your cards and... Although it did work for him.
But we are now 2 hours away from the start of the 2013 Patriots season. Regular season gets underway, 1 o'clock kickoff in Buffalo. And this has been one of the major questions of the week. What are we most excited to see, or what's really the story of this Patriots team after, you know, an offseason with a lot of changeover? There's a lot of new guys on this team. There's been plenty of drama. There's been some ups and downs this offseason. Guys have left. Guys have come.
What were the ups?
Well,
the offseason seemed like it had more downs to me than ups.
Tom Brady is still here.
That's a good point.
Okay.
A rededicated Tom Brady claimed his practice space.
That's right.
I mean, his parking spot.
Offseason award winner Tom Brady.
Didn't really see any change in the offseason.
That was an up.
Some local analysts.
That was an up.
Matt Chatham, in case you were wondering.
Wait, Tom Brady said I've done stuff I've never done before.
I'm aware of it. I'm aware of that.
I mean,
Matt Chatham, not buying it.
Isn't he a good source? He's the horse.
listening on the way into some of the pregame stuff.
From the horse's mouth.
Yeah, well, Tom himself has said, yeah, he treated this
Paul has a bit of a feud with Matthew Chatham.
But you don't believe Tom Brady? Are you calling Tom Brady a liar?
No, Matt Chatham.
I believe Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about some of the pregame shows that I was listening to.
You know, I get lost in all your inside Patriots media wars. I'm sorry.
There's one particular... you know, analyst on one of those shows, Matt Chatham, who you could say the Patriots went
check.
The Patriots
who shall went, not be named Matt Chatham.
The Patriots went 12-4 and lost in the AFC Championship game last year, and he would say, "No, not really. I didn't buy it."
So, with that being the case, what do you think is the biggest story with this team?
Well, I mean, it's the passing game, the receivers, whatever area of that you want to focus on, whether it's Amendola, who's not injury prone, because he said he's not injury prone, or if it's the rookie receivers, or Zach Sudfeld, who my boss said, this is Fred Kirsch, people are wondering if he's going to be one of the next great tight ends. I don't know who those people are that are wondering that, but he claims he heard it. The passing game is the focal point of this team, and it's different, so that is the biggest story right there, how that's going to look, what it's going to be.
Biggest story, I would say, is that you phrased it a little bit differently when you initially brought this up. Something you're most excited to see?
Well, they're kind of aligned a little bit.
Thing I'm most excited to see is if this defense is any better.
What are we watching for?
I want to see if this defense is any better.
In that light, it's Chandler Jones. I want to see him kill
somebody.
That's
what I'm talking about. What am I most excited to see?
In terms of individual players.
Chandler Jones, can he be, we talked all offseason about this year two jump. Can he be Jason Pierre-Paul or J.J. Watt and go from a solid, workman-like rookie year to being a defensive player that causes the other team to sort of gear their game plan around stopping him, containing him.
Right. Will he
Chandler
be a
Jones
spokesman?
Guy really,
I want to
really
see him
excited.
Next year in commercials because he had such a good year.
I want
he
to see
could
him
elevate
really
the Jones family to the greatest family in sports. You
that's,
got the undisputed
most,
champion
what
of the world.
What I'm most excited
right?
to see
that's,
is if this defense can be not just along for the ride the way it has been for the last 5 years, but part of the reason why this team wins.
Is that not a stretch? Because I just threw it out there and I was like, I have thought of other famous sports families first?
I wouldn't say all time, but maybe currently.
But I mean, literally, I don't know UFC, but his brother's considered like the best in the world, like pound for
pound.
He's
pretty, I mean, he's scary.
And if he became
the Manning brothers,
J.J. Watt,
they play the same sport,
right? Plus Eli.
So the fact that
you get points in different
sports, right. And being badass.
Yeah. So the fact that one of those
exactly.
members
and being badass and
excels
being able
in
beat the crap out.
Pretty
of
sure if the two families fought, the Joneses would win.
Well, yeah, okay.
That wouldn't even be a competition.
Punch Peyton in the neck, down he goes. Now it's a 2-on-1.
I didn't know it was about the toughest.
They make better commercials.
Okay.
They do make better commercials, but we haven't seen the Jones brothers make commercials. Maybe they are just
we
an untapped.
We need the Jones brothers to be in commercials. We need that.
Point was I've seen a lot of J.J. Watt this offseason because he became a star.
His profile
overnight.
Has been raised.
Right. I want to see Chandler Jones become like a household name.
That would be good. I mean, that would be a good indicator that he had a good year.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Because if he has like 2.5 sacks, I'm pretty sure he won't be in commercials.
No, that's not going to happen. But I agree with Paul. I agree with the fact that this defense, I don't think it's just a matter of is it going to be long for the ride or not. I don't think they can. I don't think they can afford it this time around.
Really?
Because of Andy's point. Because of Andy's point that the fact there's so much changeover in the passing game, there's such a change there that I'm concerned about their ability to overcome their deficiencies on defense. I don't think you could just get away with letting up the number of yards they've allowed in the passing game the way it's been the last few seasons to now all of a sudden having all this changeover on your offense. I'm just worried that they can't make up for it when they need to. I'm concerned about that.
Interesting. I am not
when they need to, yeah.
I'm not anticipating the dramatic drop-off offensively that some others are. And I'm not
but
saying
what if it's only
I'm
a,
not saying
what if it's
that
a
you
slight,
are
a very small drop off. I'm not saying do you think they can be exactly the same offense as they've been with the guys
I think
that
they'll
they
probably drop off a little bit, but if you go from say 35 points a game to 28 points a game, that's a huge drop off. That's still enough to win 12 or 13 games in my opinion.
But that's where I'm concerned. When
you,
he said when
you
need it,
there will be times
Denver.
When they need
but
it.
That's
you know,
what
if
I'm,
you need to get in a shootout with Matt Ryan or Peyton Manning, can you do it anymore? Or you have that step back?
Yeah, no, I think
is there a punt or two, everybody says
I
you don't lose
you
by
can.
Punting. In those games you could lose by punting.
See, but I think they can in terms of offense, individual game here or there. Absolutely they're capable of getting in a shootout with New Orleans in my opinion because New Orleans isn't very good defensively. I think they're capable of getting in a shootout with Atlanta because I don't think Atlanta's very good defensively. But to Mark's point, when you need it, do you see a team somewhere along the line in a game that's very important that's playing reasonably well on defense, now can you get in that that shootout?
That's the same question that they've had either
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely, and we can't
answer
that. You scored
13 in an AFC title game, you lost.
That's what that's what you wouldn't know.
You got shut out in the second half, so can they get shut out in the second half in the AFC title game? I think they can.
But,
I think they're capable.
But you're asking, can they beat New Orleans, 41-38? I absolutely think they can.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet because I still have the individual weapons have doubt. If Dobson is wide open for that key in cut and he triple catches it and drops it, well, not today because, obviously he's inactive, but that's a problem.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We go to the phones. Jeff is in Vegas. I finally get to talk to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Was it everything you thought it'd be, Mark, with a C?
What's going on?
Good morning. Finally, the day's here in Vegas. Lots of excitement. I'm really looking forward to seeing Amendola today. Just by in contrast, comparing him to Welker, what did you guys think of him with the drop punts the other night, and then he got away with that drop third down? Do you think Welker, is that a drop thing? It looks like it's almost in his head at this point.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think he's dropped passes all along. Yeah. I think guys that are that much. Now, the punt thing is a little surprising because he's been sure-handed for the pretty much all the time we've seen.
It was a really bad decision, too. Like, to be on the 10-yard line and retreat a good 5 yards at an angle was very unlike him.
Now, if I were an apologist for Welker, I'd say, you know, first regular season in the thin air of Denver, he's still getting a feel for the ball and what it does in the thin air.
Yeah, I thought he looked very much like the guy that we saw with New England for 6 years. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going overboard like some other people do. I mean, 9 catches, 67 yards. He had a couple of touchdowns. Okay, good solid start for him.
Yeah, I just don't seem to remember like Deion Branch or Troy Brown in their prime years. It just seemed like Welker, these drops, I just don't seem to remember the, you know, Patriot receivers with as many.
Yeah, they did. They all did.
Yeah, I mean,
it
guys,
happens.
You get the ball thrown to you a lot, you have a few drops here and there.
Hear ya. Anyhow, moving on to the game today, the spread and the number are rock solid. It's pretty much been steady. New England opened -10, now down to -9.5 in most places. Total holding steady at 51.
51, huh? Well, I'm going to take the over.
I'm going to take the under. Slightly. I think it's going to be right in that range.
51, you said, right?
Because I can't count on E.J. Manuel.
I'm over by 1 point.
I'm taking the under.
You're a smart man.
Under.
I'm going to take the
51.
Under.
Well,
I like the Pats and the over.
Guys, it's a nice segue to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
Okay, as far as New England giving 9.5, I don't like this game that much, guys. I feel in my heart that something unexpected might happen.
Wow.
The Bills have nothing to lose. The Patriots' defensive secondary has not proven much. I might look toward a Bills backdoor cover. I think something funny might happen at the end of the game for some reason.
I don't think that'll be funny. I think it'll be sad and alarming.
If that happens, I'm only thankful that Fred Kirsch will have 4 hours to decompress before we have to deal with him. Because if they don't cover in this game, I don't want to deal with Fred.
Right.
Yeah, I think everyone in New England is sort of looking for New England to win easily. I'm not so sure. It doesn't really work that way often with double-digit favorites in the NFL. Again, of course, I hope New England blows them off the field. I sort of anticipate that.
Okay.
But just, you know, this is the NFL. Anything can happen. As far as the total, I believe the Bills' defensive secondary is real banged up as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two starters. Out.
Gilmore and Bird are out. Well,
okay,
is Bird officially out?
Yeah, no, he's out.
Officially?
Because
I know he was listed as doubtful.
He was listed, I don't know officially, but...
But, yeah, Gilmore's
all reports are that he's got no shot at playing.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead with the over then as a hedge. I think if Buffalo should by chance be able to cover that on a backdoor, it probably will go over. So Jeff in Vegas, week one pick, take the Bills, +9.5 and the over. Lock it in.
Doubter. Right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Locked in, Jeff.
Okay, talk to you next week. Later.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good luck with
Vegas.
That. You can buy lunch if you win.
I got the impression that Beadle was not overly impressed with Jeff from Vegas's
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't like his shtick?
No, he's even got a cool little sounder.
Yeah.
What happens to Betsy?
Yeah, so.
Sounder, I like that.
It's what it is, a little sounder for him.
Yeah.
That's a new term to me.
I like the Patriots by.
I want to add to your repertoire.
Yeah, put that in there.
Get a sounder.
I like the Patriots by 10.
300s.
So at 9.5, I'm not taking Buffalo. I would take the Patriots to cover. But at 10.5, obviously, there's
more
of a debate.
You like the Patriots by
there.
10. Wow.
Yeah.
Closer than the experts think.
You and I in the minority? You know,
I don't think so.
That think this
I
is
saw a bunch
be...
of scores that were like 2 touchdowns, 17 points.
Yeah, I don't even think it's going to be that
good. You're a 10-point type guy, or
yeah.
Jeff thinks backdoor. How is that happening?
Because I think what we were just talking about the Patriots trying to run the ball, and they will be able to run the ball. They're just going to take time off the clock in the second half of this game.
Yeah, but Buffalo still has to score points.
Yeah, and you
are
do
we
know
expecting...
that the Patriots will try to score every time they get the ball.
I'm not expecting
do.
The Patriots to put up 38 points today like some people are.
The Patriots never win games by less points than the amount that they outplayed a team. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if they control a game, they always win by more points than, like last year it was like 28-28, and all of a sudden it's 52-28. You know, they always win by more points than you would think. They never get victimized by the backdoor cover thing. They always lay it on.
I'm going to go like 24-14 or something.
That's 24-14. Yeah.
A low point total for
that
the Patriots.
That would be something like that.
That would be
alarming.
Alarming to me. This is a bad defense
that
they're playing. If
I mean,
unless, 24.
I guess if you sell me on, you know, Mario Williams just plays out of his bunghole and has like five sacks and Brady's just running.
So ugly. What? Out of his bunghole? It just,
you know what,
why
that
do
is?
You have to put it like that?
It's the hole in the wine barrel. It's got nothing to do with anything else. I don't know where your mind is.
So he's carrying around a wine barrel on the field with him today.
He's like one of those St. Bernards. He actually wears it around his neck. It's got the whiskey in it for the people he saves in the Avalanche. But if that happens, I can't envision the Bills holding the Patriots down, and I can't envision them scoring a lot of points. So I just can't envision this game being.
I couldn't.
Would it
envision,
make you feel better if I said like 34-24? Like, does that make you feel any better?
A little bit. I'll be alarmed if the offense doesn't score. Now, if the defense gives up points, huh? Okay, we're the same old defense.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be stunned if Buffalo scored some points. I don't think they're going to, but I wouldn't be stunned if your score that you just made 24. I could see that, and maybe some of that late game thing that you're talking about, a couple of cheap touchdowns late in the game, I could see something like that, but I would be alarmed if the Patriots were, you know, below 25 in this game.
So both of you think like 40-plus points?
No, mid-30s.
38-14.
Okay. I go 34-13.
It's a little early in the show for that, but I'll let it out anyway.
No, it was just mid-30s. I just wanted to know. I wasn't calling for a score. I just wanted to know, like, at what point threshold
mid-30s.
Would you not be disappointed?
To me, there's a big difference between mid-30s and mid-20s.
I think
that type of game.
As long as they win by 10 or more points, I'll be A-okay with it. I'll be impressed.
10-0.
Fine by me. 10-0.
Yeah, I will not be impressed if they win 10-0. I will be concerned. I will say, uh-oh, what's this new look offense going to be? They can only score 10 against a Buffalo defense that doesn't have its secondary.
855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. It's
and
the
no
Dunkin'
breath.
Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. We're coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. The Patriots are in Buffalo today getting ready to take on the Bills. When we come back, we'll go behind enemy lines and talk with Mark Goggin of the Buffalo News. That's next.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February, because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It is time to go behind enemy lines. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from Buffalo and from the Buffalo News is Mark Gaughan. Mark, good morning. How are you? Is the E.J. Manuel era, is Buffalo ready for that era to begin?
Is Buffalo ready for it? Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, hope springs eternal, and they have obviously struggled to find a winning quarterback since Doug Flutie, if not Jim Kelly. So, yeah, they're absolutely all geared up for E.J. Manuel.
Mark, is E.J. Manuel ready? And I ask that because obviously he missed time with a knee injury. And he's a guy that makes some athletic-type plays, has that capability. Is he 100% healthy?
They say he is 100% healthy. He's practiced fully. I certainly don't believe they would send him out there if he was less than 100%, because, you know, he is really their present and future. And yes, he's healthy. I mean, really, you know, for Buffalo, at the end of the season, regardless of what their record is, whether they're 4-12 or 8-8, if E.J. Manuel finishes the season looking pretty good, then the future looks pretty good for Buffalo. And if they were to go somehow to luck their way into 9-7, but E.J. looks bad or gets hurt the whole season, then it's not good. It really does, you know, he's their future.
What can we expect offensively? I know there's been a lot of talk about C.J. Spiller being the guy they want to, you know, sort of center the offense around. What does it look like? And I know it's tough because Manuel did miss the last part of the preseason, but, you know, what can we expect today offensively?
They're going to be a shotgun spread offense. You know, get the ball to C.J. Spiller a lot with shotgun handoffs and quick passes. It's sort of the offense is based on, West Coast principles, a lot of quick throws, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. It's going to be read option plays. So that's what they are. They're a up-tempo spread offense. I think they're going to be no huddle, but at least much of the game. And, sort of the modern offense.
Stevie Johnson obviously created some waves this week when he said there was nobody that could stop him on the Patriots, and then mentioned Patrick Chung, and that got Patriots fans sort of on his back. But what is the mindset of this team? And I ask that because he's obviously a guy that is fun-loving and likes to talk, and some coaches embrace that and want to have that sort of attitude as a team, that we're not going to, quote, kiss the Patriots rings or anything like that. How did that go over in Buffalo this week?
It really wasn't much of a ripple. The reality is Patrick Chung can't stop Stevie. There's no way Patrick Chung can stop Stevie.
And the Patriots agreed. That's why they let him go.
It wasn't much of more than a blip of a laughed it off news item, I think, in Buffalo. Stevie produces. He's got 3 1,000-yard seasons. He's a good receiver. He's got a lot of personality, sense of humor, and he is who he is. But he's generally well liked in the locker room. He's not a jerk. With teammates, teammates respect him and whatever. He says some. He's a fun guy to follow on Twitter. I would recommend you follow him on Twitter.
What can we expect on the other side? Defensively, I know you have some big injuries in the secondary with Gilmore and Bird. What can we expect from Buffalo defensively?
Well, Buffalo obviously spent a huge amount of paid Mario Williams, $25 million in cash last year, and was greatly disappointed with the overall defensive product. Finished 31st against the run and, gave up like 274 on the ground in the first meeting with the Patriots. So it was a big disappointment, and they were pretty vanilla last year, much of the season. It was a four-man rush and not much, change, no movement before the snap. It was a 1992 defense. They've got Mike Pettin, former defensive coordinator of the Jets, and they're a Jets-Ravens style defense. That's who they are. They're pretty much the Jets scheme. That's what the Bills do. And the Bills have a lot of talent in the front seven. I think their defense is going to be better. I will be a little surprised if the Patriots run all over them on the ground. Secondary has issues. Juris Byrd, their safety, Pro Bowl safety is out. Their really quality best cornerback, who's a legitimately excellent player, Stephon Gilmore, is out. So, you got to think the Patriots can control the ball around today.
Why isn't that front seven better? You mentioned it. They appear to have talent on paper with Darius and both, Williams.
Williams, yeah. I mean, they're right. They got some players there. Yes, that was a mystery. I mean, mystifying, and I'd say most people in Buffalo feel the coaching was horrendous last year. I mean, they lose at home to St. Louis, just to give you one little example. It was like 15-12. Anyway, they're leading 2.5 minutes to go. St. Louis has got the ball on its own 13-yard line. They marched 87 yards, 14 plays. The Bills rushed four guys, 14 plays in a row. It's a combination. Mario was hurt at the start of the year, but came on, and, you know, you can't blame everything on one guy, but I think the coaching really was bad last year on defense.
And real quick, Mark, before we let you go and enjoy the opener, just give us a quick prediction today. What do you expect from this game?
Normal circumstances, the Bills are. This is the perfect time to play for the Bills to play the Patriots, because new coach, new schemes, new players. New England doesn't have a stone cold lock on what the Bills are doing like they usually do. But that being said, new coach, new coordinators, new scheme, rookie quarterback, rookie receiver, you know, their whole receiving core is new aside from Stevie. I mean, it's asking a lot. Patriots win relatively easy.
All right, Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Thanks for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News.
We're starting a new streak, Andy. When we have every opposing writer picks against their team. None of them think their team ever has a chance.
So now they're 1-for-1 so far in the season.
Yeah, starting writer, a new streak.
Behind enemy lines, the enemy is picking the Patriots in week number one.
Benedict Donald.
They're picking the Patriots easy.
You know, he mentioned all the new things going on at Buffalo. You know, new coaches, new quarterback, a lot of new things there. Well, Doug Marrone is the new head coach in Buffalo. The last 16 head coaches in Buffalo, 16 have gone winless in their first game, their opener as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Look at this guy bringing stats to the show.
That's enough to fill a season. That's a winless season.
That's not good.
That is not good. That's not what you're looking for. So Doug Marrone here's another part of that. 12 of those games were at home.
I expect those streaks to continue. Make it 17 and 13.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really.
What a Marrone.
You know, you try to come up with different scenarios and how it could unfold, and you know, you want to make sure you're being fair about it and not just looking at it totally from the home team perspective. But I really can't. I really can't come up with scenarios other than a mass of turnovers,
right? Like
which
Detroit.
Is always which is
Detroit
yeah, exactly.
Sudfeld completion, fumble, Vereen screen, fumble.
You know, which is always an equalizer. But I even think they're going to have to turn the Patriots will have to turn the ball over a minimum of 3 times. You know, for this game to be in jeopardy. I just don't see. And I do understand where Mark is coming from in terms of the enthusiasm. They do have a lot of, you know, young players, and they're going to see how they unfold, led by Manuel. But, you know, he talked about Robert. He didn't say by name, but Robert Woods, Marquise Goodwin. These are, you know, some young receivers they're trying to incorporate into the offense. Scott Chandler is a guy who's given the Patriots some problems. Not a great tight end by any means, but 6 touchdowns last year. There's reason to think that there's some things that might be able to come together for them, both offensively and defensively, because I think individually they probably have a little bit more talent than they've had in the last couple of years in Buffalo. But I just think this is too tall a task for them.
Especially in week one. I mean, it's a point where, you know, we talk about the Patriots now having it be for real and having to play a full game. This is the first time Buffalo with a brand new coaching staff, and they've got a rookie quarterback in there. You throw all of those things into the mix, and you think, well, Buffalo's got no shot in this thing. Really, it's just got no shot. And I think
that's what I think.
that's the way most people think about this game and are looking at this game this week, is that the fact that Buffalo's just not going to be able to get out of this one with a win.
And I just don't buy Doug Marrone. And I know Paul was referencing my takes on coaches that come based on just observation and at the combine. And
right.
He's got this OCD thing he has going on at the podium where he keeps touching stuff. And he wasn't that good at Syracuse. I just don't buy the Doug Marrone.
These
era.
Are the reasons that he comes up with. He also said Jerry Reese would be a failure.
I love how he picks out the one guy I was wrong on over like 8 years. Oh. That was in the old RCA Dome and Convention Center.
Listen.
Screw you, listen. Perillo. I'm right more than wrong.
For the guys that are strictly based on appearances, you were not right more than more often.
Oh, way
than
more
wrong.
Than wrong. Way more.
I mean, you know,
go back. Check
sometimes
the numbers.
You make a snap judgment on a player based when you first see him, and maybe I'll give you some credit on some of those.
Maybe.
But when you just like look at a coach and assess if he can coach based on the first time you see him talk, and you declare yourself right all the time, and I don't think you're right anywhere near as often as you think you are.
Most of them are canned within 2 to 3 years of me making that assessment. Have we gone to the Poll Center yet?
We have not gone to the Poll Center, and we are going to...
Is he in the Poll Center? I
do
that. Have you checked?
Right now. Darren, are you in the Poll Center?
I am. I'm in the new Poll Center.
Ooh, the new
Poll Center. Relocated the Poll Center.
Yeah. Where is that
lot,
exactly?
It's a lot nicer.
Oh, wait, it's right across from me.
The Subway Fresh Broadcast Poll Center.
Yep, exactly. Shall we?
We go shall.
First
we didn't question.
Go to yours.
That's
yours.
What you had for breakfast.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's nothing because we don't have any food here.
Yeah.
First question. How concerned
Paul's
are you?
Paul's very chippy today, week one.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Darren.
That's all right. How concerned are you with this offense with Gronk out of the lineup? On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not concerned at all, 5 being extremely concerned.
3. 2.
We have 33% at not concerned at all.
Well, that's
22%.
Homers.
22% at 2.
That's the right answer.
22% at 3. 0 that's at 4. Right. And then 22% are extremely concerned.
22%?
So kind of all, yeah, kind of all over the place.
That is all over the place. It's strange.
Yeah.
I would put it at 2. I'm with Paul. I'm giving that a 2.
And for the people that have no worries at all,
concerned.
Then why don't we
yeah.
just get rid of Gronk? I mean, what's.
Yeah.
I'm a little
valuable.
Concerned. I'm not going to just say,
yeah.
you know.
Cut him.
Seriously.
Who
why,
needs him?
Why'd we pay him? What's the point?
What is the point? If you want to answer that poll, go to Facebook.com/New England Patriots. That's where you can get on the polls. We'll check in with Darren again, getting you updated on the polls throughout the course of the day. We do have some emails as well.
Read them.
Webradio@patriots.com is where you send the emails. Hey, guys, welcome to the big leagues, Mark with a C. Thank you very much.
Now, does that bother you, the Mark with a C? Because it
no,
seems to.
It's great. It's just it a new nickname. To. I have another nickname to add.
It seems to bother you. I know you're
it doesn't
saying
bother
no.
me. I actually appreciate
I
it. I appreciate
I
the effort to... put the C in there and make up for my parents' mistake. That's
oh, so you do consider that a mistake?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge mistake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A huge mistake.
Now, have you discussed this with them?
Yeah. Oh, no, I have.
And why did they do it?
I don't really know. I haven't really gotten a straight answer.
Is it a... And
they blame each other. They blame each other. My mother and my father blame each other.
Who knew that there was like an underlying
oh, yeah.
problem?
Now, it's
here.
Not like a cultural or anything that comes from your heritage?
No.
Or,
and Mark, no, and, that make and you it's feel, not Mark? Like it's not like short for Marcus or anything like that. It's just the Mark with a C.
They were just trying to be different.
Yeah, I mean, people have been getting...
Or they were drinking and didn't know how to spell Mark.
Probably. Maybe that's what happened. Here's the rest of that email. In the interest of balance, I just wanted to say more Big Head and less Paul. Less Paul.
Woo!
Can you speak?
That's a good email.
Sorry.
That's a good...
Or frog in the throat.
I noticed you didn't stumble on his email when they asked for more Paul and less Andy.
Well, because it was so ridiculous to say it this way. He couldn't even get it out.
He said, I even listed Andy as the celebrity I would most like to go drinking with, which
nice.
My wife said, what's the shouty one from the radio? What? Oh, what the shouty one from the radio? You're the shouty one?
Yes.
Yes.
Shouty one.
Yeah.
Does your wife like the shouty one from the game?
What's your wife doing today for the game?
Right.
So anyway.
What's she wearing for the game?
How do you there see Big Zach being used in this game, assuming he means Zach Sudfeld, against such a bad and banged up defense? Go Pats, bleep the Jets. That's Simon in Thetford from the UK.
It's a tight end.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think he's going to get his chances. I mean, he is the pass-catching tight end today, and I believe they will go to the pass-catching tight end today. And his opportunities, we're now at the point where we saw the mistakes and, you know, Vereen goes to the bench after the fumble in Detroit. Now you're at that point. As much as I think they do want to integrate him into the offense, if he fails, all right, well, you might lose some opportunities. They have enough unknown weapons that if you screw up your chance, okay, I think they'll go on to the next unknown weapon. And in that next set, you'll see Boyce on the field instead of Sudfeld or some sort of alteration to the format. But I think he's going to get his chances early, and it's up to him to make the most of those.
And it's been a role that he looks like he's comfortable in and the Bills have struggled with that. You know, Gronk has had some huge games in Buffalo. We know he's from that area. He always seems to play great against the Bills. And I'm not saying that Sudfeld can do the same things, because he can't. But getting down the seam is something that we have seen from Zach Sudfeld in the summer, and I think he's going to have a couple of opportunities to make some big plays today doing just that. And I believe that he'll succeed in it, because I'm not sure that, you know, without Bird in there, I'm not sure that they're as strong, you know, at safety as they might be. And this is an area that I think the Patriots will look for. I think he'll get a couple of opportunities. And as Mark, as you said early in the show, I expect him to come out and throw the ball a little bit and try to score some points early, get a lead, and play the game the way they want to play it.
You know, hopefully nobody has a glancing blow, by the way, on his forearm that, you know, the ball will just pop out.
So why do you gotta be like
you gotta do that?
Been there,
why,
seen that.
Why you gotta be that? Why you gotta be that guy? You know who I think could have a big game today? As you mentioned, the passing game early on. The Who Man. I think the Who Man could have a big day today.
I don't.
That's my sleeper pick
of guys. What
would
a big game from Who Man?
One catch,
qualify.
11 yards.
Like four catches?
Oh, yeah, that would be a big game.
That's a big game for him, right?
Yes, yeah. And I don't think it'll happen.
I agree. I think that would be a big game for him.
You know how that happens? Catches. If Sudfeld gets in trouble and doesn't play anymore and they have to turn to Who Man.
Or if there's a glancing blow.
Yeah.
Glancing blow.
That would fall under gets in trouble. If there's a glancing blow and he drops the ball, that won't be good.
Yes, Antonio Holmes is going to play today, evidently, for the Jets. He's active.
Yeah. Well, according to dropping the ball,
according to the,
he didn't even have a glancing blow.
According to the reports out of New York, he'd been dogging it in camp.
Well, I know a lot of people had said that, but I didn't know.
This would lend some credence to those reports, would it not, that he plays in week one?
It's important for the Patriots because a few days away, we got the Jets on the
I know.
Horizon.
There's a quick turnaround here. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Open lines for you if you'd like to jump on board with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. 855-PATS-500. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Keep your emails. We're getting a ton of photos today, Andy.
Nice.
We're going to be getting those.
We got Darren posting those?
On the Facebook page.
We're working on it.
We're efforting.
Are you not very good at posting photos?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not good.
That was great.
No, I'm not.
I'm
now, do we have any photos of any young
ladies?
Say
the NESCAC, my friend.
We do have many photos, but they're just not. They're working on it. They're in
Who's
the.
They?
People.
Not, we have
not
other people.
Yes,
those
other
in the
people
poll center.
Working.
Yes.
Okay. So, but if people,
I'm busy working on the poll center. Right
okay.
Now,
so, but people can check, and there will be photos posted of some tailgating, some
hopefully
watching of the game,
babies.
Where you are, what you're doing.
Babies. Yep. Nibbles. Hopefully.
I have another question. We kind of got the positive out of the way after Amendola. Who's going to be the next?
Oh, you in the last 10 minutes? That was the positives out of the way? The glancing blow
on
the arm?
No. The positive was
who
Amendola is going to be a focal point of the offense and produce. What's the other side? What are you concerned about today? Those of you that think it may be close, and I'm pointing with Mark with a C, or just in general, what would be the concern as you embark on the new season?
Do you have one?
Mike, just the offensive side of the ball is what you're talking about?
No. I'm talking in general. Biggest concern right now of these Patriots right now.
Oh, my biggest concern.
Right now, twice.
My biggest concern on this team is are they going to be able to defend the pass?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
That is my biggest concern. My concern is that at the end of last season, we were all talking about they need to get better there. They need to be better than what they are. And now I think it's meeting a point where it's not just saying they need to get better. It actually does need to get better, or else it's going to actually affect, you know, how this team plays. And I look at that group of guys and I wonder, did they get better?
And you look at the Bills and say, they have some receivers. You know, Stevie Johnson, as Mark Gaughan said, is a three-time 1,000-yard receiver. He can make plays. And certainly C.J. Spiller is a playmaker. And we saw some questionable coverage from the linebackers in the preseason, some guys running. You know, Reggie Bush ran right by both Adrian Wilson and Gerard Mayo. You know, Spiller can do that. Spiller can turn a little dump off into the flat into a 60-yard play. So I would agree with you, just the pass.
And how do they match up with guys like Spiller coming out of the backfield? How do they match up with tight ends, I think, is a big concern for this team. And then on top of that, something we looked for in the preseason, and we've talked about it here on this program, is will the Patriots be able to get a better pass rush? Will they be able to pressure quarterbacks?
And now I'm not worried about that.
And I'm not, but here's my question. How much will it help those guys on the back end?
Significantly.
How much, though? I'm curious.
82%.
To see. 82%.
Yes.
If it's 82%, they'll be in good shape.
It'll help them 82%. I'm not sure that they'll be 82% better in the back end because of it.
I'm a little bit more concerned about the ability to do it than Andy is.
Nope.
Evidently.
Kelly,
see, I think
Jones,
be better.
Hightower,
well,
I'm ready.
It's kind of how much better will it be than last year?
82%.
And if it's 82% better, that's good. But how much better is it? And if it is significantly better, How much does that help the rest of the defense?
A lot.
So, you know, all of these topics
not
are kind of intertwined.
Not 82%, though. 46%.
46%.
Yeah, I do think
Thank
it
you.
Helps the defense a lot. But where I'm not as confident as Andy is I've seen this one before. I've seen this act where, you know, it looks like they're unblockable in the summer, and then the regular season comes, and the pressure isn't anywhere near as great as that. So I want to see that before I just assume that,
yeah, I'm ready.
You know, will be the case.
We've never had this guy in Chandler Jones, and that's part of what I'm banking on. The first-round pick who was drafted to be a pass rusher, who showed signs in his first year being a pass rusher, and then in his second summer showed signs of becoming an elite guy, a consistent guy. And I think the Tommy Kelly addition, if he can show any consistency, I'm worried about his age and his motor a little bit, but I think he's an intriguing addition to this football team, and I'm all in on the pass rush. I think they're going to be significantly better.
Tweet with the hashtag PPGS. That's the Twitter hashtag today. I get some tweets coming in here. From
nice tweet.
Tim tweets, new nickname for Mark, the cat herder. Good luck with Ball and Andy.
What does that mean?
You've never heard of the term cat herder? How hard is it to herd cats? Because cats are generally out of control and hard to, you know.
Oh, herd. I thought he was calling you
like
a meow.
You two? No.
I was hoping.
He's bashing you two, not me.
Me? What?
He's saying I am tasked with herding you two guys.
I have
like
no
a bunch
problem
of cats.
With that.
That's what it is.
I don't want to be one of those guys that just does everything you think he's going to do.
Got his own show out of the deal.
Here is...
we're a star maker.
I'm
we
not holding
people.
Out for that. I'm Why really not? Not. I'm not holding out for that. Jeffrey
You've heard from me. Now we'll hear from you when we return.
Writes in at webradio at patriots.com. Hi, fellas. If Stevie Johnson scores today, what do you think he would do similar to... Some other. Well, what do you think he's going to do as a touchdown celebration? Is the question.
Won't play the rest of the game because he'll elicit a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and get benched.
Leon Washington inactive.
And
makes even less sense.
I thought there was a chance of that.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm not. We haven't talked about that. The Patriots made some roster moves and they brought him back. And Beto and I were talking when Andy, when you were doing the Sports Hub pregame, and I don't really look at this like they knew all along they were going to bring him back. I just think
I don't either.
I think it was sort of circumstantial.
And why'd they bring
him back?
And why'd they bring him to Buffalo?
I don't know.
Because it's not like, okay,
like,
he didn't
know
the
being
game plan.
Gone next week.
You know what the game plan is for a kick returner? Get the ball, run the ball, and go there, the other end of the field.
Yeah, so who's the other inactive?
It's Dobson, Harmon, Gronkowski, Svitek, Bolden, Ebner, Washington. All the others are injury report.
You know what? I forgot about Svitek.
But to me, that is very strange. Just the next strangeness in the Leon Washington circle here. Like, why'd you bring him back and bring him to Buffalo? I assumed you brought him back because, you know, you wanted him to play. Like, maybe Brandon Bolden was going to be your kick returner. You know, he's not. So now you... What's going on with Leon Washington?
By the way, we paid him. I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Tell
your own theory.
I have got a theory on why Leon Washington was brought back when he was brought back. And it actually, in my mind... makes a little more sense even now, the fact that he is not playing today. Guess what? I'll give that to you.
Oh, you real radio guy, a-holes.
I'm not sticking to the Patriots pregame.
I'm clicking
social.
Over to a different show.
That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located
located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, 855-PATS-500, the phone number, 508-298-0398. You can email webradio@patriots.com. Get your questions, comments, and pictures in at that email address.
Yes. Webradio. We like early season photos of young ladies tailgating.
Scantily clad.
Twitter nice hashtag. Tank top. Maybe a bikini.
That's your Patriots bikini today. Hashtag Bong. PPGS if you're tweeting today. Back to my Leon Washington theory. This is what it is. I
that you all waited for, like you were this, holding your breath through the break.
That Andy was so excited to hear. He didn't even ask about during the break.
I know the anticipation is
I forgot all about it. Paul, what did you just do? Come on, Perillo.
Paul, you broke your mic.
He wears them out. He talks so much. Yap. Okay, we can hear that fuzz.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Just be quiet or shut that thing off.
Fix it.
Would you? There we go.
Stick it in there.
And here's the theory. Here's the theory, Andy, because Paul's already heard it, so we don't need him. Here's the theory.
We never need him.
Now,
is that better?
Yeah, it is. Okay. The reports were out there that his locker was intact, right?
Yes.
Right. I mean, those reports.
Including pads with jersey still on pads.
Wow. So.
Is he mocking us?
I don't think. I'm mocking all of the Patriots media, okay, with the locker intact stuff. What I think.
That never happens. I agree with you, Beetle.
Right? What I think could have happened was the Patriots thought there was a chance they would bring the player back at some point.
That was very Bill Belichickian, right?
Not that they had made an arrangement with Leon Washington in which they said, we're going to bring you back after week one because he talked with other teams and visited with other teams.
True.
So I don't think there was an arrangement in place in which they said, we're going to bring you back. Even though I said right as soon as he got cut, I said, that's a player who could end up back on this roster. I don't feel like they're definitely done with that guy. So he goes and he talks with the other teams. The locker, to me, is completely irrelevant in this story. Completely irrelevant.
Why was it the only one?
They had a thought that there's a chance we could bring that guy back, because I don't think the locker intact is some kind of guarantee that the guy's coming back.
Oh, it's obviously not a guarantee, but to me, it differentiates between the, how many other people did they cut? 20? And all the others went New England Patriots.
Sure.
And his says Leon Washington, and everything was still in there.
Well,
like Tim Tebow, everybody wants to say he could come back. Well, they didn't leave Tim Tebow's.
But anyway, back to the theory. With that being the...
No, you piss on his theory and he just skips past your pass.
I'm with them on the theory. I don't really think much of the locker.
Here's what I thought. They just might have it in their mind that they might go back to that guy. They might have a need for that player. He talked with the other teams. There may have been some legitimate interest from those other teams to the point where his agent called the Patriots back and said, listen, if this is a guy you want to sign, you're going to have to do it because he's got an offer for a job somewhere else. And the Patriots then acted on that. They wanted to bring the player back. That was the decision they had made. And so they had to do it prior to week one because they didn't want to lose him to another team. So they actually did want the guy back. And by him not playing today, it's clear that they probably knew he wasn't going to play today, which means there really would not have been a need for them to sign him prior to this game this week as a veteran guaranteeing his salary. So he must have had a job offer somewhere else. That's my theory.
So did they want Leon Washington or not?
They did.
I don't think they cared.
So then why'd they bring him back?
They didn't want him to sign somewhere else in case they might need him later.
That's what I think it comes down to.
So we guaranteed his salary in case we might need him later.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted him to sign with the Jets specifically.
Who gives a rat's cuduncle? The Jets are going to win two games.
Now
we're back into, oh, God forbid he go make one play for the Jets. They're going to suck. You're not going to lose the division to the Jets because they signed Leon Washington.
But that's I don't think Belichick can look at it that way.
It could be extremely aggravating to say, you know, we had intentions of bringing that guy back. We could use him at some point, you know, week 8 or 10 or whenever, and then you're going to watch him play for the Jets and actually have a little bit of success.
That for a
probably,
team that has I, absolutely no
right,
weapons off,
which is
going
to drive you up a wall
help.
If you're a coach yeah. and say we lost out on that guy.
I'd
when
just like
I
to know, did you want
him
or
back.
Not want him?
I
think it's pretty clear that they didn't really care. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cut him.
Right.
So I don't really think that you can sit there and say because they re-signed him, they wanted him.
I think they wanted him.
And then they, like you said, Andy, then they re-signed him and make him inactive.
They
so
got
clearly
forced.
They had no,
I think their hand was forced. That's what I think happened. I think they did want him, but they wanted him back after week one. And they had to go ahead and sign him prior to week one because they didn't want to lose him. So, yeah, I think they wanted him.
If he didn't want to lose him, he shouldn't have cut him.
And we spent more time on this topic than I thought we could possibly.
Well,
guys
this is
get
just
cut
like
all
the
time that you end up getting back.
Of
they
the
probably,
world,
they probably
of
didn't,
the week.
They probably didn't think when they cut him that there was a legitimate chance that he ended up with another team.
How could you not think that?
Because he's at the tail end of his career.
Who led the NFC in kick returns last year.
Did he look great in the preseason?
No, but he didn't have that many returns. I mean, let's not just judge him and say everything he's done previous, tying for the most returns for touchdowns in NFL history, is wiped out because he didn't look great in a couple preseason.
Well, he's also getting to the point where he's on the fringe of his NFL career.
Yeah.
He's at the end.
But to me, a kick returner who just led the NFC in kick returns has a value. Some team is going to say, you know what, we could use a boost in the kick return game.
Well,
and it's not a job where
value
you say,
is
and
they what
may
they
have
were
looked
shooting
at
for.
It, and here's one of those things that they may have looked at it and said, you know what, early in the year, there's probably going to be all touchbacks. We don't need to guarantee the salary. And then
we guaranteed the salary.
Right. Well, I think that they looked at it and said, we do want him, but we don't necessarily need him right now. And we're going to lose him.
Well, I got to tell you, if I were Leon Washington and Mark's theory is right, Mark with a C, I would have told the Patriots to go F off. I would have signed with whatever team had an option.
I'm guessing if Mark's theory is right, that Bill Belichick probably didn't share that theory with the guy.
No, but if you're
yeah,
jerking
we don't really
me,
care if you resign with
no,
us.
No, but if you're jerking me around and now I have a job offer, my agent goes to you.
It's not jerking him around. It's just the way it's done with
yeah,
older veteran
me.
Players, you know?
No, but it isn't the way it's
but
done.
But he leveraged them and got his job back here with this team.
I would have gone to the Giants. I wouldn't have gone to the Jets because, you know, I want to be in, like, relevant games past week three, and that's not going to happen if I go to the Jets.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Let's go to those phones. John is in L.A. He's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hi, John.
Hey, I am buying Mark's theory, guys.
Well, you're a
sucker. Thank you, John.
Was, like, when I first heard that he was active, I was pissed because the theory I was working under was what Mike Reese sort of suggested last night, which was, you know, maybe because Brandon Bolden's out, they decided, you know what, screw it, let's bring him back.
And then made him inactive.
Yeah, and then made him inactive. That's infuriating. But I think he's probably right. I think they're like, whatever, we'll just guarantee the salary. We're probably going to bring him back. And I think guys like Leon Washington do know that that's the way it works sometimes. And yeah, he had a chance to sign, but he wasn't going to, like Andy's saying, he's not going to sign with the Jets. So, I don't know. I think it makes sense.
I mean, I guess it's certainly plausible.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility
I just don't like
of something
it.
Like that. You know, it might not be exact. You know, Beatles theory might not be perfect, but I think there's probably some relevance to it.
John,
I
gotta
be honest, the whole week has rubbed me the wrong way with all these transaction moves and Mulligan in and Devlin out and Devlin in and this.
I don't understand.
It's kind
at
of
all.
Pissed me off.
You know, even Mark.
I'm wondering about.
Go ahead.
The fact that Denard is suddenly not on the injury list. I think that's good. I don't think he's going to start today because he hasn't played, but I think that was sort of an under-the-radar thing this week.
Yeah, a lot of the...
You're right.
It's a good sign that most of the preseason injuries aren't on the injury report. Conley, McCourty, Dennard, other people.
Even Cannon.
Which speaks Cannon. To Paul's point that the injury report is useless.
Crap. Well, I mean, don't tell me that Danny Amendola needs to be on that report and Devin McCourty and Dan Conley don't need to be.
That's, okay, that's I won't
my
tell
point.
You that.
That's my point with the
Bill
injury
did,
report.
But
done. I won't tell you that. How does that sound?
Well,
now Paul's mad.
That doesn't even make sense.
Let's go back to the phones again with the world's most interesting man. He's up next.
No, just Patriots fan. He's not all that interesting in real life. Just the world's most interesting Patriots fan.
Oh, is that what it is? I just see world's most interesting man here. Yeah. So we'll talk to the world's most interesting Patriots fan.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, James.
Andy, I was trying to get my wife into a bikini, but she's no go. Sorry about that. I may have to put one on and send a face of you anyway. Just to make
okay, keep that to yourself.
I'm very, very excited. Looking, one thing I will say I'm looking forward to this season is not having to worry about the referees and things like that. I think a lot of people forgot about that. So that's one thing that I'm going to look forward to. I'm a bit worried about injury prone and stuff like that. Is it? Am I being too negative thinking that if let's just say we have two injuries, Amendola and Talib, that could have a massive impact on our win-loss record?
Yes, that is true.
You know, I think those two guys would impact you that way. Those are two important guys.
I think depth is an issue in a lot of spots
all around.
For this team.
And
defensive
I think that's
line,
why you're
linebacker,
seeing,
secondary.
Andy, I think that Bill agrees with you because I think that's why you're seeing so much tinkering here. I think he's looking for different areas.
Yeah, but the tinkering is irrelevant, as you said. Chris Barker probably blows.
I mean, some of the things that we say off air don't necessarily need to be brought on the air. Go ahead,
well,
James.
You know what I mean.
No, but it's just, I don't think we've ever had that it's just two guys. Obviously, Brady aside, if he goes down, then obviously we're screwed. But the other thing, am I wrong to be, put me off the ledge here, am I wrong to be missing Brandon Merriweather?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wrong to be missing.
Good. That's fine. I just wanted to double check with that.
I don't think he's very good. I think that you have guys like that. Tavon Wilson can get beat like him.
Right. Tavon Wilson can try to knock somebody out and miss and do all those stupid things that Merriweather did.
All right. Well, my prediction is I'm always as poor as always. I think we're going to win 38-14. So I don't
great prediction, James.
Problem. I got into an argument last night. I got a bit drunk and I said we were going to win 38-15, but I lost the argument trying to come up with how the Bills were going to score 15 points. They were going to get like two safeties, something like that.
Go for two.
Yeah, exactly that. All right, I will leave you be.
All right,
thanks,
John.
James.
James, I call him John by accident. Sorry,
James.
Not
James.
Going to endear you to him.
It's my mistake. I apologize.
He is the world's most interesting Patriots fan.
Really? Yes. Olivier is in Virginia today. Hi, Olivier.
Do your job.
I'm doing it right now, baby, as well as I can.
Olivier's the second most interesting Patriots fan.
Tremendous. I am actually like, I feel the energy. I'm excited that we're actually talking about a real game. I'll be honest with you. I was dragging a little bit in the preseason.
Well, once you get beyond that first one, you're sort of like the newness of a game, and then the last three are just like, you know, can we just get these over?
But now it's real. Now if Amendola goes 80 yards, that's on the record books. That stays.
This one counts. This one counts.
So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know he spells it with a C, right?
Yes, Mark with a C, the French spelling, as Eric would say.
Yeah, a punny smell.
Eric would say that.
What did you guys?
I won't hear it. However,
I hope we're going to be winning today, and I hope that and I think we will. And you know, I just want to wish Patriot Nation and you guys also a great season. But what did you guys make out of the performance of Welker and the Broncos? You know, this week, should we be worried, or was it just a game that was so emotional because they wanted to win after what had happened during the playoffs, and they just really stuck it to the Ravens that don't seem to have a very good defense? But what's your take? Is it should we take that game as things to come for us and to be prepared to be able to beat these guys?
Yeah, no, I don't want to toot my own horn. You know, I rarely like to do that, but that's what I expect from that offense.
I think we should make an exception today. Please do it.
I'll make an exception. That's what I expect from that offense. You know, I think Welker's going to catch a lot of passes. Yep. I think they have playmakers around him. I think Manning leads the charge. You know, as I started to question the Broncos this offseason, it was about their defense, as injuries and the suspension and everything. But I fully expect if you're going to beat the Broncos, you need to go into a game thinking, I'm going to score 30-something, because they're going to put points on the board. They are the Colts of the past. They are the Patriots of the past. They are an offense that's hot, and I actually think they could get better, because I think Monty Ball is going to fall into the Joseph Addai. He may not be a great running back, but he's going to be good enough in that offense, so I think they might even get better. But, yeah, I think you need to score points to beat the Colts. I mean, see what I did there, the Broncos.
I do.
Yeah, the Broncos. And, you know, it's funny that, you know, the Broncos are – surrounding Manning, who is basically at the end of his career, with a lot of veteran receivers and offense, why would we do the opposite? You know, it's I'm not really sure which strategy is going to pan out the best.
Well, right now, the Broncos are better. They have the better receivers, and the quarterback has guys that he's either had 1 year with, or a guy who's proven himself able to acclimate pretty good with quarterbacks that are good. You know, he comes in, Brady and him were boom. Now he comes in, Manning and him, Welker, boom.
And who even knows about this tight end, Julius Thomas, that you know, not a lot of people knew about, a young guy, a basketball player. And, you know, he seems to have given them another athletic dimension at that position. They had Tammy, who's a good pass catcher, and Dreesen, who's hurt right now, that they knew they could sort of catch underneath. But Thomas looks like a guy that might get down the seam. Like,
beastly.
Like Gronk.
And especially with other people creating problems for the defense, he could be a forgotten guy.
That's what that's kind of the point. He was basically uncovered on those touchdown passes.
You can email webradio@patriots.com. We have some emails coming in. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
So much for your prediction that Leon Washington's locker nameplate staying intact meant nothing, as spouted during the roster report podcast with Andy on Friday.
That's absolutely fair. I am stunned that he re-signed. Stunned.
Kevin from...
I think he's a corpse.
Kevin from St. John, New Brunswick.
just called Leon Washington.
They brought him back. Back from the dead. I was so excited.
Guaranteed a corpse of a full season of,
I was so
money.
Excited in the spring and so disappointed in the summer with what I saw from him. I am stunned.
I kind of feel that way.
I'm
not really willing to call him a corpse like I called Ballard a cripple.
That's an exaggeration, but the email is criticism of me is accurate. I didn't think you'd be back.
Kevin,
I told Ballard I called him a cripple. Remember when I called
him a cripple? You told
him that? Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, that's all right, man. You mean when I was limping around on the field? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, that's okay. And by the way, he was cut and he's out of football.
And you take some kind of joy in that.
No,
Andy.
I take joy in that Andy and Jake Ballard were right about Jake Ballard. He was kind of like a cripple out there.
I think the day that it ended for Jake Ballard was the day that Bill Belichick was informed that Jake Ballard said that he thinks about his knee every day.
Right.
I think that was the day it ended for Jake Ballard.
Kevin Chapman from St. John, New Brunswick writes, and really looking forward to the game today. I'm a huge fan of Chandler Jones, and we'll be watching him closely this year. We had a good year last year and seemed to get in the backfield frequently during the preseason. What impact do you see him having this year? Me and the guys will be heading to the Pats and Saints game in October. Really looking forward to the tailgating, etc. Thanks as always. Go Pats. That's from Kevin. What do you think about Chandler Jones today?
I'm a big I'm really all in on Chandler
Jones. You're very high on Chandler Jones.
I'm all in
season.
On Chandler Jones. I think that he needs
Who
to
is
be.
It? Oh, Vegas.
He needs to be a very, very important guy on this team, and I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be. I'm going to set it at 12, Beetle.
12 sacks.
See, you should be betting your mortgage. Beetle, the number from Vegas, or at least from one of those Bovada, is 6.
Yeah, we're going to get to
that. We're going to get to that.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
I thought you didn't script the damn show.
Well, some of it is, but you know what? I don't tell you because I want you to think that it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because you work better in that environment.
I do. I don't do well when I know what's coming.
When
things
are structured, you seem to get all, you know.
I'm anti-structure.
You're very
anti-structure,
anti-establishment. So I want to make it sound like it's
not. Did you not go to Harvard Law either?
I did not.
Al from Paramus writes in.
Paramus?
Where is that?
New Jersey.
Okay. How do you expect this team to compete when you go from two great tight ends to average tight ends, Amendola, that you need to put in a bubble wrap so he doesn't get hurt, and the over-under on Amendola playing all 16 games? I pick it 8.
I'm really enjoying the Amendola thing, by the way.
You really think he's going to play in 8 games?
Well, I think he's setting the over-under at 8, so he thinks it's somewhere around
there. I'm going to say over.
And he writes, they're in a lot of trouble. Bills 24, Patriots 17.
Wow. I am enjoying the Amendola thing, like the extremes. It's like an either-or. It's like back to Bledsoe and Brady. Like, you can't think he's one thing or the other. There's no middle. It's either you think he's the biggest meow on the face of the planet and isn't going to play, like Paramus, and or the other end, you think it's all a fraud. Like, even the Boston Globe story was fraudulent that they wrote on him. They say he's really only had 2 injuries, and then they throw the 3rd injury as just like at the end of a sentence.
Well, I hate
Element
of it.
He had the elbow torn, whatever, blah, 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 blown elbow, and he nearly died with the clavicle thing. Oh, and he also had that foot thing, but that doesn't count. Well, doesn't it count?
I just don't like the whole characterization of fluke injury. Because in my opinion, I think that by definition, any injury is a fluke injury. I mean, these guys play every day. They go out and run every day, and then one day they pull a hamstring when they run. Why is that not a fluke?
But like
every day you get lit up on a pass over the middle, and sometimes you get hurt and sometimes you don't.
They're not all fluke.
I just don't look at them. I agree with you. I don't think they're fluke.
No, but I mean, they're not all the same either. Like, remember when we saw Aaron Dobson run the deep ball and then slip on the gray around the stadium? To me, that's a little fluky. As opposed to Stephen Ridley getting laid out by Bernard Pollard.
I'll give you that.
Not fluky.
I'll give you that. Okay, that would be a definition of a fluke injury. But Danny Amendola breaking his clavicle when he gets hit? It's not a fluke injury.
No.
That's football.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Rob Gronkowski landing on his arm? That happens. You know,
a little
right
fluky the first time he broke it.
Okay, on the play, you know, when he's
if
out there
on, when he broke it.
On the extra point. Yeah, and you know that
I know
I'm
you
skeptical
were a,
of that.
Non-believer.
But my point is, I just think that given one guy a pass, I mean, like, a lot of Patriots fans were all over Gronk last year for being injury prone.
Right.
And that really bothered me because I don't think he's an injury prone guy. I think he broke his arm. So I don't understand how you could think Gronk was injury prone last year, but then you trade for Amendola, you sign Amendola as a free agent, and you're not allowed to call him injury prone. Why is that? I don't get that. It's just because everybody wants to so much embrace this guy. And by the way, I think he's going to be terrific, replacing Welker, and I think that they're going to be fine. But he's had injuries just like Gronk has that have caused him to miss games. Why are we characterizing his at fluke? Like, that shouldn't have happened. Well, why does any injury happen? Injuries happen sometimes.
Happen. They're part of
it's
the
tough game, Mark.
Part
played
of the
by
game.
Tough men.
Part of the game, Paul. Speaking of the over-unders, let's get to the over-unders.
We're going back to the poll center. He wanted to go
to
the poll
center. Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot about you again, Darren.
He's sitting across from you. How can you forget
and
him?
And I gave him a wave a minute ago.
The Subway
Are you ready to go
broadcast
in the poll center
poll
before
center.
We get to the
we're
over-unders?
We're always ready in the poll center.
All right, what do we got?
This is courtesy of Andy, this question. Which two targets will catch the most passes for the Patriots today?
Danny Amendola and Shane Vereen.
I already gave you mine earlier.
Was that not a choice?
I gave Amendola and Tompkins.
I'm going to go Amendola and Sudfeld.
Amendola and Tompkins got 57%.
That's the right answer.
Amendola and Vereen.
He's playing your side of the street there. You see him?
Yeah.
He's working your side.
That's the right answer.
The right answer is not actually on there.
Well, interestingly enough, fantasy rankings, Kemrell Tompkins is 25th overall receiver, ahead of Anquan Boldin, Greg Jennings, some pretty big names. That was interesting.
It is interesting. I don't know anything about fantasy, but I find it interesting.
I would agree with
Paul
the first
loves
part
fantasy.
Of that.
Yeah, but his fantasy
think,
is a Miller Lite and a
I wouldn't
burger.
Think Anquan Boldin would be a very valuable fantasy guy.
Yeah, he's just kind of
he really
guy.
Is.
He doesn't catch a lot of passes and doesn't catch a lot of touchdowns.
He's a guy you'd stash on your bench.
He's an important guy because he makes plays for you.
He's way ahead of Boldin. He's 26th.
Bolden.
Anquan Bolden. Stevie Johnson's behind Tompkins. Okay.
Stevie Johnson's 29th.
Yeah, see, now I would think that Stevie Johnson should be well ahead of those guys.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't play fantasy. Because right. I can tell you who a better player is. I just can't tell you who's worth more in fantasy.
Well, the number one receiver on one team be ahead of a number two at best receiver on the other?
Technically speaking, maybe.
Although, I guess if the number two receiver's on a great offense, then that's where you get into these idiotic fantasy issues.
Let's go to these over-unders. The over-unders.
You mean
here.
The Sunday six-pack?
No, we're not doing Sunday six-pack yet.
Damn it.
I'd like a little show prep. You don't have to have note cards,
yeah,
but
well,
we don't
well,
even
what
know
is
the
that? I mean, the producer
I don't know.
Throws,
I didn't know what
oh, Sunday, you mean
he just wants
no.
to play his.
What is this?
I'm going to play my sound effect, my
okay,
sounder.
Just play your
my,
sounder.
No, no, no. Sound we'll do save the last period.
That's
the last
period. We'll go for the last period.
Last quarter, if you will. These are the over-unders. These are set by Vegas because you mentioned the Chandler Jones sack total in Vegas is set at 6.
And seems like a steal money Patriots
fans. Let's go through a number of these. And if you have thoughts on them, 855-PATS500, webradio at patriots.com, and on Twitter, use the hashtag PPGS.
True professional. If you have thoughts on them, here's the way you can weigh in with those
yes,
thoughts.
Yes, we're coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium today, getting ready for Bills, Pats, 1 o'clock kickoff.
Stepping it up.
Here we go. Here's
why we brought him in. He's professional.
Tom Brady. Total,
that's why I'm the kingmaker.
Total passing yards in 2013, the regular season, the over-under set at 4,400 yards. Over or under?
Under by a nipple.
I'm
just
going
real
under.
Close.
I'll say under.
So that's three unanimous unders. He's thrown for more than 4,400 yards three times in his career.
I would assume all of those being like recent.
Oh, yeah.
07.
More recent.
In the last
yes.
2 years?
He did it last year. He did it in 2011. And he did it in 2007.
Correct.
Those are the three times in which he's done that. Tom Brady, total passing touchdowns this season. The over-under at 32 and a half on the number of touchdowns.
Over by just a schmidge.
I'm going to say under.
On the under, I'm going over with Andy. I agree with Andy on that one. Tom Brady, total interceptions thrown in the regular season, over under set at 11.
I'll take the over.
I'm going to take the under.
Oh, I'm going to take the under as well.
You guys are
right. I thought both of you guys would go over.
No. With all the I mean, I think you're going to have ones like, you're going to have the normal ones, which just happen over the course of a season, but I think you're going to have some of the ones that we saw last week, like from Dobson or one of these young guys gets knocked off, shouldn't be, you know, isn't where he's supposed to. You're going to have a few more this year.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen a lot because if it happens, I don't think he's going to be throwing to that guy that
That's
much.
A possibility.
Let's go to Stephen Ridley in the running game. Total rushing yards this season for Stephen Ridley set at 1,000 and a half yards.
I'm going to take the over on that.
I'm taking the over as well.
Taking the under.
Andy going to be the contrarian here. He's taking the under.
I think Ridley's due for maybe a little injury that cuts him out of a couple games. I think the LeGarrette Blount being here, he's going to get some touches, some carries, some yards, and I think that's going to cost him that 200 and change that had last year, and that's the difference between a 875, 925, and 1,200.
Also on Ridley, total TDs this season set at 10. I'm going under on that one.
Under. C. Get Blount.
I'm
going to
say under on that one because of Andy's Blount theory. Blunt force trauma.
I do have a Blount theory. I just tell it to you right there. I don't beat around the bush.
Danny Amendola, total receiving yards this season set at 950 and a half yards.
I'm taking the over. He stays healthy. He's not injury prone.
I'm going to take the over on that with my fingers crossed.
That's about is does he play in
yes.
X number of games?
If you're making this wager,
he's just going to throw the ball to him
with
every
your
time.
Yeah. Monopoly money, your units, so to speak. Yes, that's right, Andy.
Talking
I said
about
it.
My unit?
Yes. I would take the over because
the unit on that guy.
It's assuming health. You just got to assume health. If you're assuming health, I think.
But why do you have to assume health for a guy who you can't assume health?
Because this is not real. This has no real impact on our lives.
See, that's kind of what
real
I was.
Money, if I bet it.
That's kind of what I was talking about.
So, if we're making a prediction, we might as well make it and say it for the sake of the argument. Let's say he plays, which I think he probably will.
I can almost look at it,
but he might not.
There are some guys,
but you never know.
I don't think that Amendola has a better chance of getting hurt than anybody else. And I know that some people look at it differently. I don't. I just look at every year you go in and some guys are going to get hurt and some guys aren't. I don't look at his chances of getting hurt as being greater than Kenbrell Tompkins's are.
Still on Amendola. Total.
I think his chances of getting hurt are greater than Wes Welker's. And that's just strictly based on my eye. My eye has seen him get up slow. I've only seen Danny Amendola for like 3 months, and a few times I've seen him get slow. He dove in the spring and got up slow.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Wes Welker, I've seen him get up from everything in the world that I think should have broken him, and he still got up. So it's all about my mind's eye.
Danny Amendola, total TDs, 7. I'm taking the over.
Over.
I'll take the under.
Again, I'm assuming he's playing.
Assuming the health. I don't think he's a red zone threat. I'll take the under on that.
No, he's a big play threat. Don't have to score from the red zone if you get there before the red zone.
Then I'm really taking the under.
Hey!
Then I'm really taking the under if he doesn't get any in the red zone.
Danny Amendola, total catches, 85 and a half.
And I know why we didn't call that.
I'm taking the over.
It's more than six of them.
The six-pack of the picks.
Oh. When are we doing the six-pack?
We're doing
the last
segment. Where
so this
been,
is an
unnamed.
Is this going to be a weekly segment? We're doing
no. This is a one-time thing. This is just for the opening week.
I didn't know if
we're not
going to
adjust our
season
that we go in the week.
No, so one,
know. There we
so
are a week 11. Amendola's got four catches. I got the over.
Or he's on IR. I can't assume health anymore.
This is a one-time thing. This is not a
you
regular
You lied to
occurrence.
Me, Beto. I assumed health.
Over, under. What do you got?
For what?
For total catches, 85 and a half.
I have over on that.
I have over as well. You have an answer
to the question.
Health.
I'm assuming health.
I'm taking the over. I think if he plays 14 or 15 games, he's going to have 1,000 yards, near 100 catches, and the question is the touchdown, but I'm taking the over. Over on Amendola.
We already know Paul's answer on this one. Chandler Jones, total sacks, set at 6 for the year. I'm taking the over. I assume you are as well.
Yeah, I don't even understand the number. It's not even a good number that pauses you to think it at any second, right?
Like I just think they looked at it. He had 6 last year, and
this isn't a likely to be earned incentive in a contract. This is a guy getting better from year 1 to year 2. That year 2 jump we all talk about.
It's not a likely to be earned incentive, but it is something to get Andy Hart upset.
Yes, Dante Hightower, total sacks number 5.
I'm gonna take the under on that one.
I'm gonna push it.
You're gonna push it.
Yeah,
you're going over.
Real good.
He's right there.
I'm taking the under on that one. So Andy's the
negative
one.
See, I said earlier I'm in line with the pass rush being better, so he's part of that. What's my number for Kelly?
See, I don't have a number for Tommy Kelly. There's no line set for Tommy.
Because he's
Kelly.
An interesting one because he had 7-7 and then 0 or 0.5 or
yeah,
something real
like one or something
limited last year.
Rob Ninkovich, total sack number 6.5.
I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the over too because I think that's a player who is still getting better.
So you guys think the pass rush is gonna be better too? You took the over on the top two pass rushers.
That would be
okay.
Correct. Thank you for first
saying.
Drawing
how many did Ninkovich have last year?
So we all go over 8? On that one.
I don't know, something like that.
Devin McCourty.
8-6, yeah, I believe.
So if like final, you know, if Chandler Jones gets 10 and Ninkovich gets, you know, 8, is the pass rush better?
I don't know. I need to know what everybody else is doing. Does Tommy Kelly have 6? Does Dante Hightower have 7? If they have 4 guys that are knocking on the door at 10, I think that's good.
I don't think that will happen.
Devin McCourty.
So you're not high in the pass rush.
I'm not as high in the pass rush as you are, no.
Oh, you're a negative guy.
Right.
Devin McCourty, total interceptions in 2013. The over-under is set at 3.5.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over on that, too.
I'm Devin going optimistic. I'm going to agree with you guys. I'm going to go over on that one as well. So there you go. Those are all of the over-unders, which I kept track of, which we'll go back.
No, you didn't, did you?
I really did.
You got like a little chart there, and you put...
He did.
All the way through.
I thought he was kidding.
No, nope.
He
did. I'm going to keep track of them. We're going to go back
I was
and
wondering why he was so adamant that I had to answer whatever one I didn't answer.
When we wrap up the regular season, and I suspect we'll be here for a playoff game.
You think you can last the season?
No, I don't, but I'll email them.
We got something riding on this?
We will go back and look.
We got a lunch or we got a meal, a PPGS meal riding on this?
I think that should be fair. Whoever has the best record.
I'm in.
Lunches with Andy. He
shut up.
He still owes Kevin a lunch.
I do owe him a sub.
A sub now, not a lunch, a sub.
Well, that's what we get for
a
lunch.
A sandwich. He gets a sandwich for me. It's not a full lunch.
Well, I'm not taking him to, like, Davio's for lunch.
855-PATS500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com and hashtag PPGS. We've got a lot to get to here, including we got to talk to Eric, which I know you guys always love doing.
Peace.
We're going to go inside the press box with Eric as he is out in Buffalo getting ready
Boring.
For Bills and Patriots. We'll talk to him. We'll get the Sunday six-pack in as well, and also the keys to today's game. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
More Patriots talk coming up next after this quick timeout.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack.
Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday Six Pack.
It is time for the Sunday Six Pack.
It's time for the well-structured portion of the show.
Well-structured program. We start you out soft, Andy. That way...
It gets soft, then it gets hard.
By the time we get to the end of the program, you don't even know what hit you.
It's true.
It's Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We got one email that I want to read before we get to the six-pack.
That's Andy's from awesome.
James. James writes in, amount of PPGS personnel who assume health. He's setting the over-under at 2.5.
I got the over. I think we all assumed health.
But it is an appropriate over-under for the number of people in this studio assuming the health of Danny Amendola. Let's get to the Sunday six-pack where we pick six games coming up today on the NFL schedule. Week number one, I think everyone's excited that football is back.
Woo!
Real games. We'll start with the AFC East. Miami is at Cleveland.
The line is Cleveland by 1.5.
Cleveland by 1.5. Cleveland getting 1.5 points. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Wait, what's the line?
Cleveland is favored by 1.5.
Cleveland's favored by 1.5 in
that
game.
That's what he said. Oh. You said they were getting.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
But you're taking the Dolphins anyway.
I'm taking the Dolphins anyway.
I am going to take
Dolphins are getting points.
I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns at home. I'm going to get Whedon off to a nice start here. New regime, new everything. Boom, Browns.
Yeah, this is a variation from my very intricate two bad teams take the home team. I'm going to take the Dolphins on the road. Don't have any reason as to why, but I'm going to take Miami.
I will say, to your Whedon point, reports are that Whedon has looked great
this
preseason. So maybe there's brighter days ahead in Cleveland. Second game, Tampa Bay at New York, taking on the Jets.
Tampa favored by 3.5 points.
I am going to take the home dog in the Jets. I think these are two terrible football teams. I don't think anything of the New York Jets. This pick for them is not in any way indicative of not buying conventional wisdom on New York. I'm just taking the Jets because they're at home.
I think the Jets suck. I'm taking Tampa Bay.
I think the Jets suck. I don't like Geno Smith. I'm taking Tampa Bay.
Boom. Done.
Boom.
Next game, another AFC game. Tennessee at Pittsburgh. What's the line on that?
Pittsburgh by 6.5.
I think Tennessee stinks, so I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Paul Perillo doesn't think Tennessee stinks. He thinks they're in no man's land.
Yeah, they're not even like descript enough to stink. I think you could the four or five teams in the league that are just so like anonymous. Tennessee is at the top of the list. I take Pittsburgh in this game too, Beetle.
Yeah, I take Pittsburgh as well. I tend to take teams with legitimate, established quarterbacks.
Kansas City at Jacksonville, which is in the running for the worst game of the week.
Kansas City by 3.5.
See, I'm torn here because I'm picking the Chiefs to make the playoffs as a wild card.
Yeah.
And I do think they have talent and Andy Reid could bring some stability to that football team. But I really like Jordan Todman, Dartmouth's own, but I'm still going to take the Chiefs. So even though Jordan Todman is going to return the opening kickoff for a touchdown.
I'm taking Kansas City as well.
And me too. Make it unanimous.
Three for Kansas City and three for Pittsburgh. We now go to the NFC.
One for Jordan Todman.
Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans.
Was that a real burp?
That was a real burp.
Having the rebound year, according to everybody. They're going to be back.
I didn't know my mic was on. I'm sorry.
That was for real? That was
not
some sort of weird sound effect?
Wait a minute. How can you not know your mic is on? You're the guy who controls the mics being on.
Trying to do a bunch of things back here. I'm sorry.
You are an idiot.
You already heard Beetle. He doesn't want to keep track of these, so I got a lot of things to write down.
Like, even Andy never like let one rip like that into the mic.
That was a good one.
And he burps all the time and thinks that no one can hear it.
It's a good one.
Atlanta and New Orleans. What do we got for a line?
New Orleans by 3.
I'm going to take the Saints in this one. I expect it to be a very high-scoring game, but I feel like the Sean Payton return is going to lift New Orleans early. They're not going to get off to that bad start that they've got off to last year.
I think that thing is overrated, and I'm taking Hotlanta.
I'm taking Hotlanta. Speaking of overrated, well, I think Rob Ryan's defense is going to get torched. I think they cannot keep up with what is going to be an impressive Falcons aerial assault.
Falcons, and Paul has the Saints. Final game in the Sunday six-pack, Green Bay at San Francisco.
San Francisco by 4.5.
I like the Niners in this game and relatively easily.
I'm going to take the Niners. They're at home, and I think they're the better team of the two.
I'm going to take the Niners. I do think they're a better football team. I'm concerned about Kaepernick taking a little bit of a sophomore slump in his third year step back. But I also think the Packers are going to take a step back this year. I'm not sold that the Packers are going to be an elite football team.
I think they're in trouble already, having lost the left tackle. And I kind of agree. I just think that they'll still be a good team, but I don't think they'll be one of the elites.
Right. Well, when you have an elite quarterback, you're automatically a good team.
Yeah.
And I don't think
there's a lot
of
similarities between the Packers and the Patriots, by the way, in that regard. I think they're still good, but I don't think they're elite.
So there you have it, the Sunday six-pack. So from what I understand, we're going to keep track of that all year long. Does the winner get anything?
The burper is going to keep track.
Paul won last year, though.
Yeah. And what did he get for it?
Nothing.
I got to sit in this seat this year.
Well, there should be some sort of prize.
All right, we got another lunch right now.
We need some kind of incentive. We need a better
lunch.
Can you
imagine how many prizes I would have over the years if the guy who ended up winning at the end of the year got something?
I love how he pretends every year he wins. He
does. We should make the bet on both of these things. We should have a lunch riding on this.
Okay, another lunch riding on this.
Another lunch.
Not a big deal.
Another lunch.
No, no, we got two lunches riding on the season.
And Andy said it would be at Davio's. That's what he said.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Didn't he say that a few minutes ago? Davio's? I heard him say Davio's.
When he said that he owed Kevin a sub?
I believe there was a key word before Davio's. It was not.
Not.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
Oh, wow. That is like 1991 pop culture reference
if that.
There, Paul. Wow, that's great.
I was 2 years old then.
It's like seven, but that's okay. That's all right. We'll just move on here and go
to the.
I
can't believe how young you are.
We'll go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. I am 28 years of age.
Wow. He's older than me.
You want to give your ages? You want everyone just, you know.
Well, 45. Paul's going to lie and say 45. He's really 62.
45. It's out there looking
35.
Okay, now we've got that.
Darren?
22.
Oh, Darren. 22.
Double deuce.
Nescat.
Darren wins the youngest.
2-2. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino joining us from Buffalo. What's the word in Buffalo, Eric?
How's it going today, fellas? It's a beautiful day up here. It has become a beautiful day. It started off kind of cloudy, overcast, but absolutely perfect day for football. To start off the season here, the skies are cleared. Not a storm cloud in sight. It looks like it's going to be a great.
What's the barometric pressure? Do you have that available?
No, I don't. But trust me, guys. As weather goes, it's nice. But as Buffalo weather goes, it's phenomenal.
Well, that's good. The suicide rate should be down at least for this week in Buffalo.
I know you tweeted out some interesting Talib Arrington first team reps. I'm more interested in the other side of the football. What have you seen so far in terms of the wide receiver / pass catchers being deployed in these pregame warmups?
Yeah, that's a very good question because the first unit that came out, well, originally they were doing like just 7-on-7 warmups, and then when they did the full team warmups, offense versus defense, 11-on-11, the first unit they put out there with Tom Brady was in the backfield, James Devlin and Shane Vereen sort of lined up flanking him in the backfield in a shotgun formation, and Julian Edelman and Matthew Slater were your wideout. That was the first formation they put out there against the first defense. Now, again, we've said this many times on the show before, you can't really get too much of a vibe of what's going on based on pregame warmups all the time. Because sometimes what they do there isn't necessarily what they're going to do on the field. But
God, I hope not.
I know. But
we got a fullback and a special teamer in the starting lineup.
Right. Could they possibly be that worried about keeping Amendola healthy that he can't even go through the walkthrough before the game?
I know. Yeah, right. Seriously. But as far as, you know, Danny Amendola, Kenbrell Thompson, Josh Boyce, those guys were all getting their reps in the 7-on-7 time right before that with Brady. So I would be stunned if we see anything other than any combination of those two or three guys at wide receiver when the offense is out here for real.
Eric, this is kind of an obscure question, but what's the buzz in the press box? I mean, is it Patriots related? Are you hearing EJ Manuel talk from the Bills side? What's kind of the buzz?
Just kind of that football is back. Really not Bills or Patriots centric. Just everybody is just kind of just excited that it's week one. Not really so much specifically about any one player or either of the teams. Just, I don't know, there's just sort of like, I can kind of hear it right now. People are just kind of talking, looking around at the other games that are going on around the league right now. It's just that fun vibe of week one, you know, kickoff about to start. The, you know, even though we had the game on Thursday night, the opener, I mean, today is like the real first full day of football. And that's kind of what's going on up here, at least from my perspective.
And Eric, Paul and Mark with a C have chimed in, so I'll ask Eric with a K to chime in. What do you see? How do you see this game unfolding today?
I think it could be. I think it could be closer than a lot of fans will want. Patriots fans, at least. We've seen the last couple of years, either one team or the other gets up big early, and the other team has to come back. I don't know if it's going to be that drastic off the top, but I think it could be a lower scoring affair maybe than maybe a lot of people were predicting.
Eric Scalavino joining us from inside the press box in Buffalo. Eric, thanks for taking the time and joining us today.
All right, enjoy the game, folks.
All right, Eric. Thanks for
safe travels,
in.
Eric.
Thanks for calling in. Make sure you check out that Odell in Rochester that Andy.
Oh, they're not going to have to go to
Paul
Rochester.
So
you hear him? We get 10 minutes on the weather. I mean, there's no weather problems. There's no travel related issues.
Barometric pressure. That was a good one.
I'm just not sure what you know what he's into. If he wanted to, if he likes Rochester, if he likes the town.
You know, element of this game we haven't talked about at all. We didn't talk about it with Mark gone. I just happened to see the Bills inactives. Their rookie kicker is inactive. Dustin Hopkins.
They don't have a kicker.
So no, they signed, I believe, Dan Carpenter.
Oh yeah.
So he will be doing the kicking today.
He was late for the game.
For the Bills.
Your guy Tim Graham tweeted out, I'm stuck in traffic coming into the game, and Dan Carpenter is behind me. Hopefully he doesn't have an extensive pregame warm-up.
It's not like the specialists go out early or anything,
right.
Generally.
We also didn't touch on, this is our first taste of the Ryan Allen era, and I know most of us probably don't expect a ton of punts from the Patriots necessarily today, but he lucks out because it's, as Eric said, it's perfect weather in Buffalo. It's not one of those late season, yeah. You know, 80 mile.
We were talking about
winds.
That in the locker room this week with Gostkowski. He's probably looking at that and say, you know, cross one off the list. You know, you play Buffalo in December, and that's a nightmare. Instead, right. You get to open the season in Buffalo.
So both of those, you know, both guys actually, you know, Gostkowski had a tough summer, and Ryan Allen, this is new to him. They'll get a nice day to get things moving in Buffalo.
Let's hope that he doesn't give him the Ray Finkel treatment. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Lace out.
Stinkle.
Laces out there.
Bigger
Allen.
Concern, Andy Hart.
Yes.
Ryan Allen, the punter or the holder?
The punter.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
not concerned about the holder.
You don't
all.
Think
How
he's going to be
the
able
holders
to...
become like these major stories?
If it
they
is,
throw
then
jags
just,
out
when,
there.
Just use Ryan
when
Mallett,
they can't yeah. do it. That's when they become a story.
Right,
yeah, but no one. I mean, I've never seen anybody who
happen?
Quote can't do it.
Right. When does that happen?
We'll see.
When?
We'll
I'm not,
see.
Listen, I'm not saying that he'll never bobble one. He might bobble one today. I don't know.
And that will be a story. Yeah, guaranteed.
It will
not
be
if
big,
it's 42-7.
It will be a bigger right. story than it nah. needs to be. Do you know? Do you understand what I'm saying? I just don't think that
once the holder's been a major story in the NFL once, and it was Tony Romo. Once.
Before we get to the right? keys to the game, I want to read an email that comes.
Name
in.
Another one. Give me one more
like,
time.
Like a bad hold.
Give me one more time.
I can't really think of. You know,
Ray Finkelstein. That's fiction.
I mean, everyone's
fiction.
I don't know why you
Marino.
Had to turn it. Nah, never mind.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. This email reads, G'day, fellas.
G'day, top of the morning.
Listening for the first time
that
live.
Was Australia and Ireland.
I was going to ask
I know,
if you're going to put shrimp.
Moving.
I was going to ask if you're putting shrimp in the Barbie, too.
Listening live to the Dunkin' Donuts pregame show. Loving your work, Mark with a C. Andy and Paul, fantastic as always. Pulling an all-nighter down here. In Australia for
yeah,
the game.
Top of the morning.
So,
such a loser.
So the Pats better come home with the chocolates.
The chocolates?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Does that mean you won, I assume?
I'm assuming it means they win.
They will. They'll have the chocolates, the beer, whatever victory means, they'll have it.
Hoping for Vereen to have a big year and can't wait for my man Gronk to be back. Over under for the game. He's setting some more over unders.
Nice. See, these caught on thanks to you.
Brady, 300 yards passing is his over under.
Over!
Over.
Over. Chandler Jones sacks. He's setting a half a sack. Is
that's
a good question. Is Chandler Jones going to get a sack in this game? I say yes.
He's going to sack up, yes.
Vereen receptions set at 5.5.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say slight under. 5 is the number.
You know, this is pretty good. We should set weekly over-unders.
Why don't you have...
we may do this
at least one emailer will do it every week.
Who's this? Yang Yakutu?
We should do it Patriots-specific.
No, James, right?
Patriots-specific like over-unders. Game-specific over-unders.
Is this James?
This is Brad from Australia.
Oh, we're pretty big in Australia.
Brad. I mean, there's three right off the top.
Do we have an Australia toll-free number?
I don't know. I haven't gone on that.
Hey, if you're in Australia right now and listening, and can you quickly call in and tell us if we have a toll-free number?
I believe we do. I believe the answer is yes. I remember reading that on the page.
Okay, I want to hear somebody use it. How do they get that, Mark?
Go to patriots.com.
Yeah, and you,
just on the main page, right there, all the toll-free
numbers. You can go to patriots.com radio.
Is the fan club page?
No. Patriots.com radio, listen live, okay. And then under our logo for the pregame social, they're all listed right
now. Now you know.
Thank
you. So Yan Yankatu, can you call in right now? All right, Yan, where are you? Phone's not ringing.
It's a big delay.
Tick, tick, tick.
This is how Andy fights back against the structure that we've added to the program here late in the show. He starts doing things like this.
I don't
this.
Care for structure.
Yeah, and I can tell. I can tell that you don't care for the structure. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number if you want to jump on with the North American toll-free number.
But
with
if you're in
final
Australia.
Final thoughts you may have, as we only have a couple minutes to go, and which is time to take a look at the keys to today's game.
You've waited all week for it.
I'll show to it.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Andy, Paul, what are your keys to today's game?
My keys to the game are very simple. Don't play sloppy. Sloppy I would include as the piss-poor tackling we saw in Detroit. Sloppy I would include as dropping the ball when you're barely touched, as we saw in Detroit. So basically, let me actually change the key. Don't play like you did in Detroit, and you'll win this football game by 2 to 3 touchdowns.
I think Andy has my number one key. I'll add number two. Big plays. You got to prevent big plays defensively. You can't allow C.J. Spiller to break a tackle that Andy talked about and turn into a 50-yard touchdown run. You can't allow Leotis McKelvin to return a kick for a touchdown.
Ooh, that's a good one because the special teams have sucked this preseason.
And that's what I'm talking about. See, if you watch 3 points with Perillo on Patriots today, hosted by Brian Lowe and Jackie Britton, then you know that. So, big plays. Got to prevent the big plays. I don't think E.J. Manuel
hot dogs and sausages.
Will put together 12 and 14 play drives to score, but they can hit you, you know, with the quick strike with Stevie Johnson, C.J. Spiller. Prevent the big play.
I agree. Do you get a key or no?
Do I get a key?
You're not really an analyst.
You can have one, I guess.
No, it's fine. The sounder said Andy and Paul's keys. I don't
it's
get a
true.
Key.
It's true. It is what the
Jones
sounder
was never
said.
Insightful enough to give a key, so we didn't include him.
Not sure that's
of course, now has his own show.
Right.
Adam Jones, check.
Now has his own show. That's the highest rated nighttime sports show.
You've heard
Boston.
From me.
The second. Is that true?
Anxious to hear from you.
The only one of two.
And he's second?
No, he said the highest rated show.
He can't be behind the other one. Right?
Yeah, no, I assumed he was the best.
And the other one is one of the worst shows I've ever heard of. You know, any airwaves.
Mike Adams, check.
I mean, the guys that you go on that other station with, it's a better show than that.
Oh, you don't even know their names?
I don't.
Darwin Zook.
Okay,
NBC Sports Radio, 1510.
No disrespect, Darwin.
We got an Australian call. Woo!
We are going to the
ask
phone
and ye shall receive.
Because Brad from Australia has reached us, and I'm guessing, Brad, you got to us through that Australian toll-free number.
That's it, mate. I Googled it. Came up straight away.
Came up straight away.
Straight away, top of the morning to you.
Why are you making him Irish?
How's it going? Where are you watching this morning, or whatever you're doing?
Sitting in my lounge room, watching on Foxtel.
On the telly?
On the telly, that's right.
No, he's
on
in London.
Telly, mate.
So what time is it?
It is about 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a dedicated fan because we sort of have dubbed this the fifth preseason game. So you're kind of up early to watch what you, I am sure, hope and expect to be a blowout of the Bills.
I don't expect it to be a blowout, but I expect a win. 10 points, 27-17.
There is definitely some caution in the analysis of this game.
I am fairly stunned that we've had as many people that think this is going to be a more difficult game than most.
Now, is that concerning you, Brad? I mean, are you being hesitant? Is that like an overall view of the team? You're a little hesitant of what they have?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess it's week one. Anything can happen. So, you know, conservative for now. I don't want to get ahead of myself, and then I look like an idiot when we lose, you know.
I hear you, bro. Now, one last question before you let you go and get to the game. Do you have Foster's on tap there?
Foster's. Foster's is a it's an old beer. They don't really make it anymore. If you want to
Wait a minute, it's Australian for beer.
No, it's not Australian for beer. It's a type of beer.
Oh, so what do you drink?
Miller Lite.
But a popular beer is VB, Victorian Bitter.
Victorian Bitter. Okay.
Yep, VB, all right. They call it VB. Having a VB.
I like it. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for proving to us that we do indeed have an Australian toll-free number and that it indeed works.
Brad, don't be a stranger.
No worries, lad. Keep up the good work. Go the Pat.
Have fun. Take care. Watching, Brad.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Good talking to you, Brad. Thanks for calling in.
Wait a minute. Foster's is like old and out of... I see the commercials all the time.
And it also just happens to be a stereotype for Australia.
Australian for beer.
He didn't seem to mind.
All right.
He didn't seem to agree either.
He was watching on the telly.
And I think he thought you were specifically saying the word Foster's means beer in Australia.
This concludes the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame
One
social.
Down, Mark.
One regular season.
You've got 15 more to go.
Game is
Plus
down
playoffs.
With Andy and Paul. Thanks to Darren in the Poll Center. Thanks to Kevin Collins. I'll be back here post-game. Same place as we talk about this game today in Buffalo, so make sure you join us. Thanks for listening. We'll do this thing again next week, I think.
Sorry about that.
Listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Buffalo Bills.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45, at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pre-Game Social.